Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1740, Zengo Zhang. And I apologize in advance for the way I pronounce your name, and you can straighten me out when you get up here. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. Now, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.35 acres more or less, land lying southwest of Route 1, also known as Coastal Highway, 1,000 feet northwest of Route 258, also known as Hudson Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 235, map 16, parcel number 64. For the benefit of the commission, again, I've passed down copies of the site plan survey for this application. I will advise the commission that we did receive a couple agency comments. First one being on September 17 of 2013, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a letter and memorandum referencing that the department recommends that the rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study will be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed, that the property owner can develop a rights-in, rights-out access to Delaware Route 1 for a site generating an average of 40 vehicle trips per day, and that the current level of service E of Route 1 will not change as a result of this application. From the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, I received a memorandum yesterday, February 26, 2014, and referencing that the site is not in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in a north coastal planning area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the north coastal planning study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. I would also advise the commission on January 17th received comments from the Office of State Planning Coordination referencing that the applicant met with state agency planners on December 18, 2013 for a preliminary land use service meeting, and that this letter provides comments on the strategies for state policies and spending, comments on code requirements and agency permitting requirements from DLDOT and the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and also referencing that the applicant shall provide the local jurisdiction, being Sussex County, and the Office of State Planning Coordination, a written response to comments received as a result of the pre-application process, and noting whether comments were incorporated into the project design or not, and the reasons thereof. I'd also advise the commission that we have not received a response from the applicant relating to the comments from the state agency planners. And I'd also advise that the site is located in a low density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update. I've received no letters in support of or in opposition to this application, gentlemen, and that's all I have.
All right, sir, we thank you. And if you would be so kind as to give us your name, and you can have the floor.
My name is Jinghua Zhang.
I wasn't even close, was I? I'm sorry. Okay.
Jinghua.
Jinghua?
Yeah, my first name is Jinghua.
Jinghua.
My last name is Zhang.
Zhang. Jinghua Zhang. Thank you very much. And your name?
My name is Miao Hou Xu.
Okay. Thank you. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I just want to a little bit explain. I'm an acupuncture practitioner,
okay.
State licensed. So right now I rent an office in Lewis, but because the patient becoming more and more, so I need a big space. So I bought this house. I want to use it as an acupuncture office. This hall is a little bit bigger, so I may rent a part of them for another, or chiropractic or massage. We can benefit each other. That's my plan. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And once again, we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I got to refer back to Mr. Lang's comment. This DLDOT has approved the entrance to this. This is the old Lansing.
This is not an entrance approval. DLDOT basically said that they do not have enough information to require a traffic impact study, and they will evaluate the traffic impact study when they get to see a development plan for this project. So when they get a site plan, they will then decide there's a need for a traffic impact study. They did say the property can be developed with right-ins and right-out to Route 1, but it's based on no more than 40 vehicles trips per day, or an average of 40 trips per day. So they haven't really seen a site plan they can base their requirement of a TIS on.
So you understand that you'll have to give that information back to them?
Right now, after this procedure, or?
Correct.
When this procedure is over, you get through the two public hearings.
Okay.
If you get the approval, then you submit back to DLDOT once you develop a site plan showing your building, your parking requirements, where your entrance is proposed, and then they will then make a decision as to whether or not you do need to do a more detailed traffic impact study.
Yeah, I know that. But for me, we just want to use the existing building. We have no plan to do more. We just want to use.
So,
yeah.
So if I may, based on where we started the conversation, if you have. Or how many patients do you visualize seeing per day?
Right now, maybe three or four or five, something. It's not that regularly, but sometimes it may be five, but sometimes I have two offices. One is in Dover, only 3 days I'm working in Lewis. Five. Yeah, I see maybe a five patients each.
Five patients per day?
For average. Yeah, for maybe a 15 for 1 week, something like that.
And how many staff members would you need for that, just yourself? And an assistant or something like that?
Yeah, right now it's only myself.
Sorry to interrupt.
But regardless of whether it's five a day or 10, he still has to get back to DLDOT.
Oh, DLDOT has to make that decision, and it's less than 40 trips per day, which it sounds like, then they won't require TIS or require entrance approval process.
Okay. Do you know what the lands around that are zoned? Do you know if they are CR1, which is what you're requesting?
Yeah. I don't know. But I do know the neighborhood. There is a several lot and had been approved by commercial. So I think my application may be approved.
Is that true, Shane? That there's the Country Life Homes. Is that CR1 as well?
B1 or B1.
Is there any other commercial around that other than?
Not sure.
Let's see what we have on the site plan. There's two commercial sites. This isn't in color, so I can't tell which one, either C1 or B1. Across Route 1, there's another L-shaped parcels that go back towards the, about two lots away to go back to the intersection with Hudson Road. And then there's a long strip of triangular shaped parcel that's on the other side of Hudson Road.
That's mostly billboard.
Right. And there's C1.
That's C1, yeah. So reading that January, there's a couple other parcels that are commercial, but I don't have the specific classification on that site.
I have no further questions at this time.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you're not planning to reside in this house?
No.
Had anyone talked to you about something other than a CR1 zoning change, for example. The liquor store that was before us, right before you, is applying for a conditional use versus commercial. The commission's concern, well, I'll speak for myself, as my concern is that when we approve something as for commercial, it opens up the door for a lot of different uses, some of which might not fit in with the neighborhood. Because once you get the zoning of CR1, then you can put on there whatever would fit on the property. Versus what I'm hearing you say is that you're really looking to set this up as a professional office, you know, for acupuncture, for perhaps massage and some other related services. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So my concern as a commissioner is that of perhaps this would be more appropriately zoned or requested to have a conditional use, or perhaps even a B1 at the most, but a CR1 allows for a lot of other things that could come in, possibly. Had you given that consideration to some other zoning requests other than the commercial? Or is the commercial zoning the only thing that you had considered?
Right now, no. Because I just want to open office there. Yeah, but right now I rent an office. Actually, I'm not using it that often, but I need a big space, and also I need a. If I bought one, I can rent part of them to other kind of similar mm-hmm. office. We can benefit each other and also cover the mortgage. Help me to do that. Yeah.
Okay. I understand the application, Mr. Chairman. I have no further questions. Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Smith.
My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Lang.
Just not a question, just to clarify. I found a drawing that showed the other zonings in the area. There are four parcels just southeast of the site by about 300 feet that are, and across from the site also, that are C1, general commercial. And in the Hudson Tract across the intersection, but I did find that drawing.
Thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right then, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1740? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1740? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Just one. Route 1, that's classified as a major arterial highway. Is that right?
It should be.
Should be. Thank you.
At that location, I'm sure it is.
Any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the Planning and Zoning Office in the morning.